Hello to all you nifty nerds, gaming goons, and joystick jockeys out there in Pixeland, California. This is Double Shift, the show where seasoned game industry vets talk about old speckled hen and hold up lighters, the barbecue lighters in the background. Old speckled hen, of course, is a British pub beer that I enjoy very much, but we'll talk about
that. Oh, is it?
Yes, we'll talk about that at the end of the show. It's got the little widget in it.
No idea what you're talking about.
Good stuff.
Nope.
But before we talk about Old Speckled Hen at the end of the show, we will talk about video games just a little bit. Your host, Mike K, a.k.a. Big Billy Big Back Baby Bubba, along with my friend, former colleague, and current nun in training, Donnell. Say hello, Donnell.
Hello, Donnell.
And then there's Jeff. Hey, listen, don't forget to check us out on our Instagram page. It's up, and we have some pictures, and it's fun, and you should check us out. We might add you first, so please follow back. But, you know, we've actually been getting some folks following us without bothering them. Folks we don't even know, which is exciting. Probably bots, but no, it's good. It's growing exponentially every day. A lot more fun things to come on that page as well. It is Double Shift Pod, all one word. And then, of course, we have some new fan art out there. So shout out to Steve for the fan art.
Yeah.
People really love that whole ass cooked turkey on a silver platter. I'll tell you what. so far, that's been the that's been all of our fan art, actually, has been the whole ass cooked turkey on a silver platter. That really resonated with people. yeah, that's our Instagram. Same thing with the email. It's doubleshiftpod@gmail.com. Write to us, ask us questions. That would be dope. Send us pictures if you've like worked with us in the past and you have some pictures of us that you want to share. And we also have a YouTube's that is doubleshiftpod. Spaces between all the words, and if you prefer to consume your media there, you can do it there. No video yet, but stay tuned. Yeah. On to the episode. No fan mail, right, Jeff? All right. He's saying yes, but we don't have time. What he's saying.
Too many.
There's too much fan mail. A deluge of letters have drowned Jeff, and he can't speak anymore. All right, let's get to this week's episode. You ready, Donnell?
Ready, Freddy.
All right, well, my name's Mikey, but
ready,
Freddy
Mikey.
Works as well. In this week's episode, blandly titled Slime Time, we'll talk about games based on Nickelodeon shows. Here at Double Shift, we are 80s and 90s kids. That means we grew up with Nick. You want to finish it?
Nickelodeon.
Perfect.
We
probably did. Let me stop there. Danelle, growing up, were you a Nick kid? Did you grow up watching Nickelodeon, or did you not have cable, or what was the deal there?
Wow, you're saying I was poor?
Yes.
Definitely Nickelodeon kid. I even watched Rugrats when I was in high school still, which I was probably way too old to be watching that show when I was in high school. I actually went to a Double Dare showing one time. I went with my friend who I was in. We were in elementary school, actually, so it was like mid-90s and mid to late 90s, and I went with her mom and her aunt, and they could pick people from the audience to go up there and do the whole slime thing. And
right.
We didn't get picked, but we got to, I wish I still had my damn t-shirt. I don't know what happened to it to this day, but
it was in
could have
Florida?
Gone slimed.
It was in Florida or it was here?
No, it was here. It was like in, I think, Mountain View, maybe?
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, so definitely huge Nickelodeon fan. Like I said earlier, I have my Nickelodeon backpack. I actually have two Nickelodeon backpacks.
Nice. Yeah, we'll get that up on the Instagram. People will look forward to that, and it will make our followers go up by two. two. You're a Rugrats fan then?
Oh yeah, I still have a Rugrats blanket. My mom actually still has my Rugrats blanket to this day that she has at her house. that she bought me when I was in high school, like I said. I had a Tommy, too. I had a plush Tommy at one point.
Nice. You're going to be mad at me later on in the show, then. But that's okay. We can wait for it.
Oh, no.
I get the same hate from my... Or not hate. I get the same backlash from my wife when I drop that bomb. So we'll get to that later.
All right.
Yeah, last episode, we talked about Disney a little bit in the snacks segment, and
snacks?
I grew up with Disney movies like most kids did. Not so much the Disney Channel though.
Me neither. It's too expensive.
We didn't have it for the longest time, and then I think eventually they put it on like basic cable, but my wife was both a Nickelodeon and a Disney kid. She really still is, so she'll be excited for this episode. I was straight up Nickelodeon, though, foo. So naturally, and Nickelodeon has so many video game kind of tie-ins that they've released, especially like back in the day, and I rented a lot of those games. Shout out Rangoon Video and Pager once again. Right next to Little Caesars and across the street from the Stop and Go, where I grew up playing arcade games, mentioned in our second episode.
You just had everything all in one little area for you.
I did, yeah. I was able to kind of walk around on my own back in the day when parents still let their kids do that, and I frequented those spots. So shout out Stop and Go. Hello, guy. And Nickelodeon, yeah, I always wanted to go on Nick Arcade as a kid. Do you remember Nick Arcade?
Yeah, I remember Nick Arcade. I always wanted to do Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, yes. And Guts.
That kind of stuff.
I don't know the last time you've seen Nick Arcade. There was, like, a cable channel, I don't know if it's around anymore, that shows 90s Nickelodeon stuff. And they would show that at night, and my wife and I would watch it and, like, laugh hysterically at it, because it's a really awkward... The host is, like, super awkward and like maybe possibly out of his mind, and who I don't want to spread lies.
I can't remember anymore. I gotta Google this right now.
Phil Moore. I don't want to spread lies here on this podcast, but I think homeboy was like partying before each shoot, because he was just like full of energy. He's like singing random stuff to the theme song, like walking alone, singing the song, walking to this man, and how you doing? And the kids are like
I do sort of remember him.
He was just kind of a maniac, but the character that the contestants controlled in the little game show thing that they were playing was named Mikey, so I always thought that was dope. But that wasn't the video game, that was just a show about video games, a video game game show. Say that 80 times fast, and I will wait.
That 80 times fast.
Oh, damn it. You got me on a technicality. that was an evil laugh. it was almost like the laugh from the Kung Fu bad guy.
God.
But yeah, that wasn't a video game. Fear not, though. Pixel Pirates. There are way more Nickelodeon games to talk about than we even have time for today. So let's get messy.
Yeah, I wish I had some slime today. I might somewhere.
Oh, you just have slime laying around? Ridiculous.
Yeah, my boyfriend's son.
You know what?
In the jars.
I try to put a ban on that. Yeah, I try to ban that stuff from our house, and every once in a while it makes it in here, and I can't stand that slime. But
it gets stuck in the carpet. Well, we had some behind the carpet in the living room.
Oh yeah, no, it just ruins everything. So, yeah. So, this show essentially, I mean, I guess every show is, but this show, like, straight up is just remembering old shit. You know, not going to deep dive too much into, like, history or specific games. Just going to name shit and see where it takes us. So, does that sound fun to know?
Absolutely.
You said absolutely wrong. The first game I'm going to talk about is actually Double Dare. So, a little bit of history with this one. Just because that was the first Nickelodeon show to get the video game treatment.
Was it?
Yeah, according to the internet. It like the game show
and
itself.
They never lie.
No, they don't. Wikipedia is it's full of facts. Just like the game show, it's a mix between trivia and mini games. Most of the mini games didn't seem all that sloppy, so that loses cool points with me. But the 8-bit sprite of Mark Summers is hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I have to see
Yeah, you
that.
should look it up. So
Oh my gosh.
that gains back some points. I never played it, so I don't have too much to say about that. But fun fact about Mark Summers, did you know this, Danelle? That he's actually extremely OCD. He said it himself.
Oh, yes.
And there's different, obviously there's different types
Types.
of obsessive
Yeah.
things that people have when they have that. But I'm a bit OCD myself, actually. But he didn't like messes. And so, like, I always thought it was funny because Double Dare is the mess game show, right?
Messiest,
I think it was,
yes.
I mean, he obviously handled it and went on to
With
host
grace,
another.
because you would never know.
Yeah, you would never know. He hosted another game show, What Would You Do? Which I believe was also messy. And then, of course, he did that Food Network show where he just was like, here's how butterscotch is made. So I
Yes.
always liked that show.
Me too. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, no, he seems like a nice fellow. And you can always hear him when he smiled. He'd be like, let's see what they're up to at the Werther's factory.
Is he related to Suzanne Summers?
No. Fun
Oh.
fact about her, though, I think she's from the Bay Area, and she babysat one of our family friends'
Oh, spelled
mothers
differently. Anyways, I'm wrong.
as a kid.
Oh,
So,
yeah?
so many fun facts. Name another celebrity. Let me see if I can pull out a fun fact for you. Just
I
name
don't
any
know. Mariska
celebrity.
Haggerty.
I don't have one.
I don't know why that part popped in my head.
Oh, he got me. No fun
Stumped
facts.
ya.
I was hoping
Like a
you would say
tree.
Sarah Silverman, but because I
Sarah
peed next
Silverman?
to her. Yeah, I peed next to her in New York once.
Oh, gross.
Not in the open, but yeah. And we washed our hands next to each other. That was my, yeah.
Oh my
Anyways,
goodness.
so moving on, the next game I'm going to talk
Wonderful
about
people.
is Ren and Stimpy Buckaroos.
Oh, I didn't know there was a game
So
for
this is
this.
there were so many Ren and Stimpy games, and it's probably the first Nickelodeon game I remember playing. And I don't know if that's right or not, but no one's going to be able to fact check that, or nobody cares. Were you a fan of that show? I was fucking obsessed with that show.
Oh yeah. I didn't wait, gosh, I don't remember which one's Ren and which one's Stimpy.
Oh boy,
I know. I always just
idiot! Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't like
Stimpy was
him.
the dopey cat, and Ren was the angry chihuahua.
Yeah, I didn't like Ren because he was so angry and so mean and
Was.
but I liked their duo, their whatever you call it, duo together, but definitely I watched that show all the time.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have been for kids, but
I know, it was pretty gory at times and just I think they ripped their skin off at some point.
yeah.
Like it was just weird shit.
A lot of butts.
Yeah, a lot of butts, you're right.
A lot of close-ups of like gross like face, so you can see people's like pores and hair and
It
stuff.
was
It was an
the
amazing show.
90s were a strange time.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so I love that show. So when I saw that I could rent Ren and Stimpy Buckaroos for the NES, I chose to rent that game one weekend instead of a good game like I don't know, Arrow the Acrobat. Came out at the same time.
What?
It was your standard nonsensical platformer where you collected stuff and didn't seem
Okay.
to have much to do with the show, honestly.
Oh.
The show was insane, and this game was like someone made a game that's a platformer that was probably easy to make, and then they slapped Ren and Stimpy on it. That's what it felt like. And so I
Oh, that makes
wasn't
sense.
thrilled about that. There was
How
another
can we
one
make
that.
money off of this?
Yeah, exactly. And they probably did. So good for them. There was another SNES Ren and Stimpy one called Vidiots, like video and idiots put together, Vidiots.
Oh wow.
And that was a little bit better. It was.
Oh
Oh, wow. We need to sample that, Jeff, so we can, yeah.
wow.
Say it,
Oh
Danelle.
wow. Yeah. Oh
All right,
wow.
now
I
we
don't
have
think I
two.
did it right. But I have to do it. I can't do things on cue. I just
I
have to
know.
do them.
I know, it's my favorite part, though.
What?
I like putting you on the spot for singing and impressions and stuff. But yeah, Vidiots was kind
Thanks.
of the same random platformer, but it felt a lot more like the show. There was like actual nods to the show, and it was actually really gross. There was a level where you're in someone's mouth and you have to avoid being bitten,
Ew.
and the teeth were
Oh, I
outgrowing.
do. I see it right here.
Yeah, you like
Ew.
hide
That's
in
either
like
That little dangly thing that I was talking about hanging from.
Yeah.
We're tying it back together now.
The Miley Cyrus, video. Yeah. You can, hide in, the spots where the teeth were pulled, and it's, hiding their gum.
Ew,
and,
what
like,
the hell?
The nerve ending was there, and, it was fun for, a
random
gross 90s kid myself. I was a fan of that. So those are some Ren and Stimpy games. My next game here is Rocko's Modern Life, Spunky's Dangerous Day. I love Rocko as well.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay,
Rocko's Modern Life.
You know who sang that?
No.
The B-52s.
No.
Yeah, they sang the.
How the hell did they get that?
Well, they're a weird band, and it's a weird show. Probably another show that wasn't meant or shouldn't have been shown to kids, although they hit it a little. I think you had to be an adult to get some of the things they said. Rocko straight up worked for a 1-900 hotline, though, so it was, even as a kid.
Did you see? I don't even remember anymore. It's been a while. I should probably rewatch that show.
No, it's so good. I think it's on something.
It's on something.
I can't keep up with what's on what now, but yeah, there was a scene where he works for a 1-900 operator, and he's trying, he has all these temp jobs, and he's on the phone, he's going, "Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby." And
really?
Yeah, even as a kid.
Oh my god, I don't remember that. See, you're right, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
90s were wild. So anyways, that was another game I rented. I rented a lot of games back in the day. Every Friday, I would beg to rent a game.
Yeah, you did. Your parents must have been rich.
No, I mean, it wasn't that expensive to rent games. They definitely weren't. Both my parents were educators, and they had 5 kids. I mean, we certainly weren't dirt poor, but absolutely not rich.
Well, I guess it didn't help my mom didn't drive.
Yeah, right.
It was only when my brother wanted to go down to the store and get rent stuff, then I would get something, but...
Yeah.
Good on you.
Renting was cheap, I think. Especially at Rangoon Video and Pager. I wish they were still around so they could sponsor.
I was going to say, you should bring them back.
I should.
You make me want Rangoons every time you say it.
Like crab Rangoons?
Cheese Rangoons.
Nice, yeah.
Crab.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like crab? It's not real crab.
No. I've never had crabs. Didn't. Oh.
Jeff, put those eyebrows down. yes. Thanks, Alberto. This Rocko game was another kind of nonsensical platformer.
Yeah.
Except Rocko's dog, Spunky, he's aimlessly walking through the level, and basically you have to make sure that he gets to the end safely, so you can push things out of the way or get traps out of the way, that kind of thing. It was actually kind of cool, kind of fun, gave a sense of panic and urgency, and the soundtrack was really weird but kind of banging, so I that always gets cool points for me.
So
this game wasn't that bad, but it was a rental. It was a rental. I wouldn't have bought it. So far, I'm being kind of harsh on all these games, and I apologize, because, again, I don't want to be harsh on game makers. I really don't. People work really hard. We know this firsthand. I definitely don't want to shit on them. But, so shout out to the devs who made them. It's not easy. That being said, one day, my dad was in a good mood. I don't know what happened. Maybe he got a bonus check or something, but he said that he would buy me a game. And I could have bought anything I wanted for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Could have been a sports game. Could have been a fighting game.
Yeah.
Could have been a Mario game, but you know what I went with? It's not Nickelodeon, but I still feel like I should bring it up to embarrass myself.
Oh. Okay. What?
It was based on a cartoon called Family Dog.
What the heck?
Which was a failed cartoon sitcom of the same name from the maybe mid-90s. Possibly the worst purchase I ever made. He even asked me in the store 20 times.
I gotta look this up now.
He was like, "Are you sure you want to get Family Dog? They have FIFA. Why don't you get FIFA?" I was like, FIFA's cool, but Family Dog, I love Family Dog. I got home and I played it, and then I had to pretend I liked that game because it was awful.
Oh, because it sucked?
It's maybe one of the worst games of all time. I think it might show up on our worst game of all time episode whenever we do that, so...
Wow.
So listen, I don't always make good decisions.
Look at that family. The sister looks crazy.
Yeah, didn't last
long.
Mom's
got some big hips.
Yeah, that's why I liked it. back to Nickelodeon really quick. Just get through some more games here. Did you play any Nickelodeon games that you can remember, Danelle, before I just rattle shit off?
No, I was just, I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
But sad. You know me, I can't, I try to think, but nothing happens. I'm trying to look to see through all these lists here.
How about Real Monsters for the Genesis?
No, but I have an All Real Monsters candy dish.
Hmm. That you put your cigarettes out in. Yeah, this one was another platformer where you ran around and just did random shit. That was easy money back in the day. Just slap a character on a platformer. But this one was cool. You controlled all three of the characters, which made that kind of challenging. And it looked like the cartoon, and the music was really cool. That show always made me feel really funny, All Real Monsters. But I liked it. I was a fan of the show. Yeah. What about Nicktoons Racing? Do you remember Nicktoons Racing? I'm taking a break from platforming. So it's like, you know, I really liked Mario Kart clones from back in the day. They had a Muppet Mario Kart clone. I'm probably the only person who ever owned it, but I loved that freaking Muppet Mario Kart clone. I love Muppets, so it didn't matter.
Oh, they freaked me out. I still don't. It was one of the reasons why I didn't really like Labyrinth at the beginning, because I was never a big fan of Jim Henson. I don't know. The puppets are just fucking weird to me.
They are. It is a fever dream, kind of. Yeah, sometimes I think people look like Muppets in certain situations, and that freaks me out. So. But yeah, Nicktoons was cool. It was really colorful. Had good music. Had weird obstacles. I don't know. There was like this goo that you got stuck in. I don't know exactly what that was. That was a little suspect, but or sus, as the kids say. But I don't know. I think kart racers are dope, and Nicktoons was a lot of fun. It had all the characters from, it was like PS1 era, so, you know, it had your Tommy from Rugrats in it.
Nice.
In fact, here we go. Here's gonna come. Here comes the hate.
Hate.
So I was like watching videos on all these games that I was remembering, just to like, you know,
jog
my memory. Every Nicktoon Racer game that I watched or video that I watched had Tommy from Rugrats. And I just want to take a moment to say that Rugrats was a terrible cartoon, and I welcome all the smoke.
Wow.
I did not like
Rugrats. Maybe it wasn't for boys. I don't want to be sexist, but...
No, I think, my wife gets really mad at me. She loved Rugrats. I think I'm in the minority here when I say I don't like Rugrats, of, you know, amongst the people who remember Nicktoons fondly. That show, it made me feel so weird. Like, the music... Like, I get it.
It was, from a
baby's perspective, so everything sounded, like, weird, but it was...
Yeah, and they squirt the milk onto the screen from their bottle. It was awesome.
Yeah. And, like, weird sounds and all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
That's perfect for me.
I guess I liked Angelica, because she always, like...
Oh, I hated her. She was such a brat.
But those kids were annoying, especially what was his name? The orange hair? Was it Chucky?
Chucky. Oh, and now you're bringing back, man, I did not prepare well enough for this. I actually have Burger King used to sell the Rugrats watches.
Nice.
And I used to go around to all of them trying to collect them all, and I have the Chucky one, I think I have the Angelica one, I have a Tommy one, I have a Reptar one. They don't work anymore, but I used to just wear them randomly. Just I think I actually wore them into the office one day.
I remember that kind of, actually. Yeah, Burger King had kind of dope toys.
I feel like toys were a lot really cooler back in the day, although I don't really pay attention to the toys they have nowadays, but...
We got, some Minecraft... I thought I had it next to me. We got some Minecraft toys from McDonald's that you could... They had a code that you can enter in, and then that character appears in the game. So we have, like a Hamburglar zombie...
So. Did you know that there's a football player named Nick Toon? I didn't know that.
Amazing. I don't know if
he's a wide receiver.
I don't know if I did know that.
Because I typed in Nick Toons to try and get to see if I say it, and then yeah, he popped up. What the fuck?
Interesting.
He played for the Rams and the Saints.
Yeah, that's why I don't know.
Terrible. He was a fourth round pick in the NFL draft in 2012.
Jeff was just holding up a McNugget buddy. From McDonald's. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
I have that. I have those too. Why isn't it right next to me? I'm not prepared either. Oh well.
Okay. I know. You know, And speaking of, I used to be subscribed to a Nickelodeon box, actually. And that's where I got the, you know, like the subscription boxes that you can
get. What's in the box? Okay, gotcha.
And it actually, that's where I got the All Real Monsters candy dish. And then it also came with that wall clock from Rocko's Modern Life, the angry wall clock.
Nice.
It came with that. And then it also came with an Are You Afraid of the Dark t-shirt.
I love that show. I love that show so
much. Yeah. There's a couple of other things, too, that... it actually came with Cat Dog, with the Cat Dog statue.
How does Cat Dog poop, by the way?
Oh, God, I don't want to think about it. This is like Centipede.
It is, but there's no butt. Like, the butt is another animal. I love Cat Dog. That was a good show. I didn't really watch it as a kid.
Cat Dog.
My kids were little. I watched it with them. But, yeah, no, I don't know how Cat Dog poops. Makes me feel
way
funny.
Off topic here.
I'm sorry. No, not really.
No, it was my fault. I guess it's Nickelodeon related.
Nickelodeon. I think that all of the audience members are wondering how Cat Dog poops now if they weren't thinking that before. So something to think about. Anyways.
I'm giving something to think about.
Anyways, you can write me at doubleshiftpod@gmail.com, all one word, to send all of the smoke about me not liking Rugrats. Shout out to Doug. You know, Doug was my man. Skeeter was my man. I loved Skeeter. He was blue.
Yeah.
Why do you look
like that? I always...
Hey, Doug.
How's that show always made me want to try banana pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was an episode where they were, like, in that cooking class, and they, like, wanted, like, Patty was making banana pudding, and then Skeeter and them, I think, were making, like, pizza, and then accidentally, like... fell into each other, and the banana pudding fell on the pizza, and they're like, oh, this is delicious. And I don't know why. I was like, that does sound good. I want to try it.
I mean, I'm willing to try almost anything on a pizza. Food. Not anything. Any food. But
poop.
I try. No, not poop. See, that's what I mean. No poop.
I know.
No pizza. No poop pizza. But, you know, if you spread some peanut butter and banana and add some sriracha. Maybe that'll be good. All right, the last game I'll mention here, I've been mentioning all old ones. There is a new one.
Okay.
It's called Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2.
What?
That's right, 2 and not 1. The first one was a good idea. So basically, this game is Smash Brothers, but it's Nicktoon homies. The first one didn't have any voice acting, and that pissed a lot of people off. And credit to the devs for taking the feedback, because 2 has voice acting. I didn't think I would care. I played 1. I didn't think I would care much. And then I did, and I was like, oh, it kind of sucks with no, like, not hearing them, you know. And it's really fun. Is it Smash Brothers? Heck no, mister, but that's because Nintendo rules. Everything else naturally drools.
O'Doyle rules.
That's true. O'Doyle rules. I forgot. But yeah, I played around last night. I was the Angry Beavers. I fought against Rocko, Jimmy Neutron, and Lucy Loud, who's a newer Nicktoon from.
Oh, I was like, who's that?
The Loud House is the cartoon. But they got Ninja Turtles, Garfield, SpongeBob, Danny Phantom, Helga from Hey Arnold.
Oh yeah.
That darn football head, and they even have Nigel Thornberry smashing. Smashing clone at least, but. Listen, if you have Xbox Game Pass, which, by the way, is the best deal.
I do!
It's the best deal in gaming, history of gaming. Please sponsor us, Xbox Game Pass. I sing its praises all the time. But you can play it. You can download it right after this episode.
Oh, what? Maybe I will then.
Good.
You've inspired me.
Maybe we can have a segment where Danelle reviews games she does play. Although, that's not as fun. Yeah, so it's cool. Animations are cool. Characters look true to the characters. Stages are fun. Then they have voice acting. Hmm. So yeah. Any Nicktoons impressions that you want to hit us with, Danelle? Let's see.
Oh gosh, I don't even think I can do it. I only know the theme songs. I don't think I know any impressions of the characters.
That's okay. When we worked at Machine Zone, we had the game came out, so I can talk about it. We had an infamous game title that we worked on called Crystalborn that was out very briefly a few years ago. And there was a character named Dendar in that game. For some reason, they made a lot of the people in QA laugh. Like, I don't know. We just kept hearing Dendar. And that turned into Chucky from Rugrats going, Dendar! So we said that a lot.
Oh,
and
did
I
it?
Think so. And we... I think someone made a meme. I think I made a meme of Chucky looking up and saying Dendar. But anyways, shout out Crystalborn.
Crystalborn. I still have crystals from them.
That's right.
We had the release party, and they had amethyst crystals and citrine and maybe I don't know if it was clear quartz, but it looked like it.
Yeah.
But I grabbed all of them.
I had to work through that party. That was cool. Not the first time, not just that company. It being in QA, you work through a lot of company parties. You could,
especially if you're a contractor.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So anyways, like, while I was writing this show, though, I kind of had a revelation, and then I kind of was starting to look up on the internet about this. Like, I loved Nickelodeon growing up. I played a ton of their games. None of them were like that great, honestly. Like, I can't think of one Nickelodeon game that's like, holy shit. I possibly will get some hate. I want hate mail today for my takes. Jeff's writing one right now. Apparently, SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom is a really, really popular game. There's like a ton of.
I did play that.
Oh, okay, was it good? You don't
well, because my boyfriend's son had it, and we were playing it, and I remember being frustrated because you can like play one of the, I think it was the snail as a side character or something.
Gary, like, yes.
Yeah, Gary, you could like play together.
Meow.
Yeah, there's an impression, I guess.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, there's a ton of articles and videos about that game. Apparently, people really like it, so you know, you guys can go read those.
It was fun, actually. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it must be enough people liked it. It got re-released recently, which is another indication that people like it. But when it came out, I think I was like 19, and I wouldn't say that I was like too old for it. I don't think even at my age now I'm too old.
Oh, then I must have played the newer one then, because I was just thinking about like last year I played it.
Yeah, and that's in the last couple of years they re-released it. I love the SpongeBob cartoons. I'll never be too old for cartoons. And obviously I was still playing video games at 19 because I'm still not too old for that. But
I have SpongeBob pajamas.
I think I did at some point too. It just never appealed to me. So maybe I'll play it someday, but not today.
Yeah.
Danelle, come on. Do you have a SpongeBob laugh?
Oh, can you do the SpongeBob laugh? I don't know.
that was pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I impressed myself there. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, it's time for Danelle's favorite segment, and I'm saying it slow, so Jeff can cue up this banger. All right, gets better every time that song. So this is, of course, Gamer Snacks, the segment where we pair a dope snack with a doper game, just like fancy food and fine wine. Snacks is spelled with an X because we are wild and crazy kids, and kids is spelled with a Z. Yeah.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
That was also a Nickelodeon show, by the way.
Wild it was. Mm-hmm.
I like that show, too.
What would
all
you
right,
do?
Listen, Danelle. Home Run Pie, Hello Guy, Turtle Pie, Warriors in Five. That's the clue for today. Jeff does not agree with that last one. I mean, listen, we'll not talk about that sore subject.
You okay, Kid Boots? My cat's choking, sorry. You okay, honey?
Your cat's choking on a gamer snack. Now, before I move on to gamer snacks, Danelle, I have to ask you, do you think it's an effective... what you're doing right now with your cat, asking if it's okay, is an effective method to make sure it's not choking, as if it will answer you?
No, but it makes me feel better, because I'm doing something.
Just checking. I'm good.
I know. Well, I guess because I talk to my dog like that, because dogs are smarter than cats.
Hell yeah.
And whenever I ask my dog a question or whatever, she'll, like, come running, or she'll, like, go hide under the couch or something. She'll at least do something, acknowledge me.
Right,
the cat
right.
just doesn't care.
No. They just look at you and move on. Yeah. All right, so the reason that I, the reason that I wanted to do a Nickelodeon episode was so I could, because this snack popped in my head a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's turtle pie. But not, like, just any turtle pie. It was those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pies, in air quotes, from the 90s you got at the grocery store next to, like, the Kudos bar and all that junk food.
What?
Literally
I don't know if I
junk.
Remember this. Turtle pie?
Oh, my God. Yeah, look up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pie on your Gurgle. And,
ew, what in the world?
They're grumpy. Dude, I love those things. I liked all those, like, home run pies types of snacks.
I like the cherry one.
Yeah, with, like, the bear playing baseball, right?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so, yeah, Ninja Turtles had their own version of that. So it was, like, some sort of weird churro donut outside.
Wow.
And on the outside it was blasted with glazed frosting. It had, like, weird, quote-unquote, pudding on the inside that didn't need to be refrigerated. So that's, can't be good. But the turtle pies didn't just have glaze. It was, as you saw on your Gurgle images there.
Yeah, it's like green.
Dark green. Super dark green. And the packet said, with vanilla pudding power inside. And they spelled pudding without the G.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. And it came with, like, a sticker.
The Secret of the Ooze trading card.
Yeah, I probably had all those, honestly. I was obsessed with those, with Ninja Turtles as a kid, and, you know, Michelangelo was the best. So let's pause for a moment and take a look at what I was eating as a child. Nutrition facts, or facts, spelled with an X. So I pulled this straight from the internet, and I didn't correct any of the grammar or the phrasing. I don't know where I got it, but I don't know what's on the internet. I think AI it had a bad day yesterday, but I'm going to read this verbatim. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pies were this very discontinued pie reborn. It's crust deep fried in a blend of beef fat. It's filling with yellow number 5 and 6. The pies were 470 calories each, with 17 grams of fat and 400 milligrams of sodium. It didn't say how much sugar, but that couldn't have been. So I don't know, man. I don't know what I was eating as a kid. I would never eat those nowadays, but I guess I sowed my wild oats growing up. I didn't eat them all the time. I asked for them all the time, but, like, shout out to my parents. They didn't actually buy me those things every time I asked. It would be, like, a special treat every once in a while. Probably for the better. Beef fat vanilla pudding. Mm-mm.
Oh my god!
That was the 90s for you, though.
Yummy.
And listen, I'm not the only 90s kid who enjoyed those monstrosities. I don't know the company, and I should have wrote it down so they could sponsor us. But there's a company that makes protein powder based on those lovely little pies. Protein, bro.
Really?
And actually, it's funny. I wrote protein, and the document didn't give me a squiggly line on the word protein, so I guess it's actually a word now.
No, oh my goodness.
So Ninja Turtle pies. You're not too excited about this, but you can just you can opt for the cherry home run pie instead.
Or the Ninja Turtle ice creams.
Oh yeah, with, like, the faces and, like, the gumball
eyes.
Gumball eyeballs. Yeah, those are good too. I think they have a SpongeBob one that they still sell today, like, in stores. Maybe you have to go get that. So we need to pair.
You're making me want a cherry home run pie now, though.
I know they don't make those anymore, right? They can't.
Well, then I don't know about home run, but they still make versions of them. It's either Hostess or non-name brand. I still see them in the stores.
Okay. Interesting. I'm not going to look for it, but I believe you. Or I'll look for it, but I won't buy it.
Oh, sorry, one sidetrack. I actually was at Grocery Outlet a couple days ago, and they had Steak-ums there, and it made me think of you. But it was like... Oh, gosh, what was it? It was like teriyaki Steak-ums? Or it was like Chipotle Steak? It was not like original, just plain Steakums. It was like a different flavor, and I was like, what?
So you didn't get them then?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, okay, continue.
Continue? No, continue. I got distracted by something. Before the show, Danelle said she was waiting for a FedEx package, and I apparently missed one that I was supposed to sign for, so oh well. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, shit, really?
It's okay. All right, you're thinking, what does Ninja Turtles have to do with Nickelodeon? Right, Danelle, were you thinking that?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think that, but now I am.
They did, so they bought the rights to the Ninja Turtles like in the late early aughts. Say that 80 times fast, to 85 times fast. I can't even say it once.
Aughts?
Yeah, like, you know, the year 2000 through 2009 is considered the early aughts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So technically, Ninja Turtles are a Nickelodeon franchise, so that, you know, I'm always getting off on technicalities here. Jeff makes the
gross
rules. I know, I knew I was waiting for, there was an eyebrow raise from Jeff. Yeah, I love technicalities. So there were plenty of games released after they bought them, and I'm going to cheat a little bit because Jeff makes the rules, and I'm going to go with the Ninja Turtle game that was released before this happened. And it's one of my favorites, and it's probably something that no one would even guess, but it's called TMNT Mutant Melee. And for me, in this case, I played it on GameCube, but it was like on all the consoles around that time. I know the answer is no, Danelle, but have you ever played Power Stone in arcades or on the Dreamcast? Okay.
Figure. Nope.
Yeah. So it's very similar to that. It's kind of like a last man standing knockout style fighting game, like in an arena. Kind of like 3D arena. Okay. You can jump on all sorts of things. You just have to kick people's asses until you're like the guy with the most points or you're the last one standing. It's pretty nerdy game, but there are three game modes. All of them are basically knock out the most motherfuckers before the time ends, or be in the right place at the right time and like not get hit by a train or something, and then also carrying a chest for the longest amount of time, like scoring points doing that. 22 playable characters, which in an age before DLC took over the world, that was amazing. You had to unlock them obviously, so
Lordy.
Shout out to games where they had content that you didn't have to pay extra for and you just had to like grind and you unlocked. Like,
yes.
That I am going to do an episode at some point that is the greatest era of gaming, and it has to do with stuff like that where you didn't have to like pay extra money to play extra content. Anyways.
Yeah.
The game was fluid. It felt good, satisfying. The stages were awesome. They had their own little challenges and stuff that would mess you up. The art style was cel-shaded before it became way overused.
Cool.
So I thought that was beautiful. And I guess it got really bad reviews. but I don't care. I loved it. I didn't read reviews back then, really, that much.
Yeah.
So I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just traded in games to get new games or rented games. So I wasn't married to many of them. I played the crap out of that. So Segment has a lot of cheating going on. Not only is this not technically Nickelodeon, but I wasn't eating turtle pies at the time this came out either. So it's like kind of like a fake situation. You just have to imagine that I saved a turtle pie from the early 90s and ate it 15 years later. And it probably still would be good. It's probably some of that Fallout.
Someone was selling them on. Now that I looked at this, I swear someone was selling them on eBay or something.
A
year or two ago, I saw somebody, like, I think they had a box.
I don't doubt it, yeah. I'm sure they're still good.
They're like Twinkies. They last forever.
Yeah, exactly. I was probably eating Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket subs, which is a discontinued Hot Pocket line. Did you say ew?
I didn't like the Philly cheesesteak ones.
No. You're not saying ew to Hot Pocket subs. You didn't like the Philly cheesesteak ones. Yeah, they were weird.
Yeah.
All those things were weird. They were so cheap and.
I don't even like the ham and cheddar one. I only like the pepperoni. Like that was it.
Bro.
I know everyone in this household only eats the ham and cheddar, and I'm like, ugh, the cheese tasted so gross and.
Oh yeah, they're all gross, but ham and cheddar.
No, the pepperoni was so good in the pepperoni ones. I used to like the broccoli ones too, but fucking A, that would burn the hell out of my mouth and eat it too hot. And oh, you'd get cheese burn. Oh, God.
I always ate it with a fork. In fact,
all of those as a kid, the bagel bites and the pizza rolls and the Hot Pockets, like, just wanted, man, the roof of my mouth is just fucked.
Yeah, it was some sort of conspiracy to burn kids' mouths so they didn't talk back to their parents, I think. That's what
I guess
was.
Not.
The way I eat my Hot Pocket is, like, I'll cut open the top and take off the roof with a fork.
Really?
And then I'll eat the filling with the fork, and then the leftover bread, I'll just eat that at the end. So.
What in the world? I've never seen someone eat it like that.
That's why I don't do it in public. And they always have Hot Pockets at like tech and video game companies now, and like in the fridge if they.
Yeah.
You can always find it's usually ham and cheddar too.
I know. Yeah. Ugh.
So yeah, I wasn't eating the turtle pies and playing this GameCube game, but I could find this game somewhere online, or like, you know, Streetlight Records actually sells retro games, and so shout out Streetlight Records, sponsor us. I could go get that and play it, and I can buy that protein powder. The Ninja Turtle Pie protein powder. So somewhere in the timeline, this exists in the universe, and I would like it to happen.
Yep.
That was Gamer Snacks today. Danelle, what are your thoughts? Maybe a little controversial, since you weren't married to the original snack too much.
Yeah, but like I said, you brought back memories, because I loved the Home Run Pies or the Hostess Pies or whatever they were. And
yeah.
They were just, you know, you brought back memories, but I'm with it. You brought back other memories, like I was saying, too. So, but the Ninja Turtle ice creams, man, I loved those things.
Yeah, those were pretty elite. Like, from the ice cream man, not Master P.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite, what's your favorite verse from that song? Because there is a correct answer.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, to me, it's easy, but...
I'm trying to think of the lyrics right now.
No, don't think too hard. I'll let you know. And Jeff, we probably talked about this before.
Just listen intently.
Yeah, thumbs up or thumbs down if I'm wrong. The best verse in that song has got to be Mystical at the end, right? No?
I like
you're going to do it. No, you can't talk. Just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. He's laughing. He's giving a thumbs up, but he's kind of going like, "Eh, you're gonna say Silk the Shocker."
That's what I was gonna say with Silk.
So it's the best verse in the sense that, oh God, I don't want any Silk the Shocker hate, but he is considered one of the worst rappers of all time. I didn't make these lists. he has a funny flow. All right, we're way off topic.
I know.
Gonna bust your shit. Nah, 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 nah. Like, you can't.
Oh.
Anyways. All right, moving on to our rap. I'm going to pair two segments here together, Danelle. I don't know why I'm yelling, but I am. Because I'm excited.
Excited.
I'm going to pair our rapid fire segment with reviews by Danelle into one segment.
Oh, lordy.
I'll make it easy for you, though. I think. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a title of a Nickelodeon video game, and I'm not going to describe it. I'm just going to give you a title. I may or may not give you, like, the platform it's on, just because I don't know why. why not?
Whatever your little heart desires.
Yeah. There's no logic here. But anyways, you're going to give rapid-fire review on the game based on the name alone, so you don't have to say too much. You know, you can... Think of it as, you know how we talked about it last week, or 2 weeks ago. Think about, like, a blurb on the back of, like, a box, right? Like, that they pull from a magazine or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like a quote. You can kind of make it that length.
Try.
I doubt you'll have any knowledge of these games, because...
how dare you?
Well,
sure I won't.
I picked ones that were...
obscure?
Kind of obscure, and, like... I can't say for sure, because I don't think I played any of them, but probably pretty bad. Probably not very popular amongst the gaming community. So what do you think? I'll give you sound effects after each review, too. Why not? And
okay. We'll see how this goes. I'm nervous.
Yeah, I only have a handful, so... all right.
Gosh.
The first one is... JoJo Siwa Worldwide Party. Your review.
What kind of a review do I give? Like, sounds like a bunch of people going onto an island, partying, maybe building houses. Yeah, sounds what, like.
What would you rate it after that? So yeah, give the description and then rate it. Yeah.
3 out of 5.
I'm gonna come back like a boomerang. All right, 3 out of 5. I like it. Your next title. I think you'll like this one, Danelle. This one is called Rugrats. I gotta go potty.
Oh yeah, it's where you and your friends change diapers after meals, and 4 out of 5.
Reptar. Perfect. 4 out of 5 this time.
Yeah, I like it because it's potty related. It sounds wonderful.
And Rugrats.
You remember those babies that you like, baby dolls when I was a kid that they went to the potty. Bathroom. Yeah, so potty your body, dance until the night. Sorry, some Stevie B there.
I don't remember potty your
party
body.
Party your body? Party your body by Stevie B.
No. I remember that. I remember potty.
Oh, but potty. Well, you know, I'm just trying to that tie
was,
in the.
That was the B side.
Oh, wow. All right. Stevie B side.
Our next game is SpongeBob
SquarePants.
I'm not
doing so great at this. Okay.
No, you're doing fantastic. SpongeBob SquarePants Typing is your next game.
Oh, jeez. It's a game where you... It's an exciting game where you learn how to type. How many words a minute can you type? 2 out of... I give it 2 seaweeds.
Oh.
2 out of 5 seaweeds.
Oh, man. Poor SpongeBob. Ah! Sorry.
Who wants to play a game where you learn? I mean, that doesn't sound that fun.
I had a buddy who had Mario Teaches Typing as a kid, and that was fun. And there's also a House of the Dead Typing. It's important. You don't...
I know. I'm just giving shit.
Giving shit? Yeah. You sound like one of my Armenian uncles I've never met. Oh, I'm just giving shit.
My boyfriend teases me all the time because I guess I say I tell you all the time. I tell you. And I don't even realize I say it because when I tell him stuff, I'm like, I tell you this or I tell you that. And he's like, I tell you. I tell you what.
Yeah, typing games are fun. Your next game is Unfabulous for the GBA.
Oh, gosh. I'm already going to give this a 1 out of 5 dress.
Dresses?
Yeah, 1 out of 5 dresses. Sounds like you're... it's a game about... it's a wonderful game where you choose to be as ugly as you can be. And how horrible can you make your character look? And you get points based on ugliness.
That's only getting a 1 out of 5?
Oh, yeah, because that's...
They didn't ugly. Do a good job. Yeah, that's, yeah, that sounds
fun. Who
wants
to play a game like that?
It honestly sounds fun.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you just designed a game. I think we put 3 segments in the one, so.
Oh, my gosh.
That's efficient. I hope everyone can hear my ice rattling. You like that, Jeff? Right in your cans there, buddy? Sorry. Anyways.
What are you drinking?
Water. Boring. Oh. Yeah, hydrating. Your next Hot game today. Is Zoe 101 GBA.
Oh, Zoe, isn't this... Now I'm like, this is a Nickelodeon cartoon, wasn't it, or TV show?
No, it was I'll give you a little bit of info on this. Zoe 101. It was one of like the live action kind of teeny bopper shows that they had maybe in the early aughts.
Oh gosh,
And I believe it is Britney Spears' younger sister who plays the character Zoe.
Oh. She was in the TV show that I watched, Sweet Magnolias.
Oh, there you go. Sweet Magnolias. That sounds boring.
It was not. Okay. It was actually a really good dramedy, maybe? I don't know what you would call it, but... Zoe 101, where you go to school and talk to kids and put stuff in backpacks.
But you're not actually a student there. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Walk around... Oh, gosh. What are you, like... Seth Rogen from Pineapple Express,
right. Yeah,
dating a high school girl.
I don't know. I just saw a backpack and I put stuff in it.
Walk around classrooms and it sounds boring. 2 out of 5 pencils.
Oh, nice. Poor Zoe.
I don't even know how I'm supposed to be revealing this. I'm not doing it right.
You're doing a fantastic job. I can't even speak. I'm so verklempt with excitement. Drake and Josh GBA.
Oh, yeah. I know of them, but I don't know if I've ever seen the show.
Okay, perfect.
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 I can't not say that word now without...
I know.
You've ruined my life forever.
I'm sorry.
That's the first time I've heard that. Oh, God. How sad. Drake and Josh, two buddies that walk around town smashing stuff.
That's fun.
They got sticks and tires.
Oh, no.
And you pick up stuff and smash stuff with it, and you get points based on how much stuff you smash.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
I'm going to say 4 out of 5 sneakers.
Yeah. I have to say, Danelle, I know you don't think you're doing a great job. I would say
I'm not really reviewing. I'm like giving a synopsis of what the game is. It's not really reviewing it.
Yeah, no, honestly, first of all, Danelle, who makes the rules? Jeff does, and we're here to break them. We can do whatever the fuck we want. This is actually much more entertaining than giving a review. We're doing this on the fly.
I don't know, whatever comes to my mind based on the title.
But like so far, I would definitely play Drake and Josh and Unfabulous based on your descriptions of them. So, yeah, Drake and Josh.
Wunderbar.
Yeah. Next game is Go Diego Go Safari Rescue.
Yeah, this sounds fun to me. Rescuing. Animals from, oh gosh, what was her name? From Carol Baskins.
So this takes place in Florida.
Yeah, this takes place in Florida, and you are feeding animals in the zoo and taking care of them. You're a zookeeper. Sounds fun to me. I want to do that in real life as my next job, actually.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Well, I would like to work for a zoo. I think it would be cool to work for a zoo.
You turned slightly Australian there.
5 out of 5 lemurs. I love lemurs. They're my favorite.
No, lemurs are cool, yeah. I fox with lemurs. What are you doing? Are you sniffing your sweatpant ties there?
Woo! Ooh. Made my nose itch. Jeez. I was just trying to shove them up my nose.
Nice.
Like a COVID test.
Oh, God. Please no. I don't like them. I don't like doing them. But yeah. Last game is iCarly 2. I Join the Click, and I Join is one word, like iCarly. You know the.
I definitely know of this show, but I don't think I've ever seen an episode though. But I Click. I'm gonna say it's a mouse game. You click around stuff. Click a click click a click click click.
Click a Lodian.
That's yeah, right.
You close windows, like you close windows on your PC.
Minimized.
Oh, yeah,
I thought you meant like in a house. I was like, oh, you just go around clicking stuff and closing house windows.
Yeah,
and
you have to do that too, because you're clicking
click as fast
so loud.
As you can.
You're clicking so
yeah.
loud that like, your neighbors
broke
are
my mouse.
And your neighbors are the click from Vallejo. So like E40s in the game,
my
be legit.
God.
And so they're really annoyed at all the clicking. You know,
clickety clack,
and then like you wake him up from clicking, he's like, ew, and you're like, oh shit, I pissed off E40, so now I have to get up and go close the window and then come back and click more. That's what iCarly 2 I Join the Click is all about.
Look at that, you just really took over this one. I love it. That was a better review than what I could have thought of.
No, we're a team, we're collaborating.
I'm gonna give it 2 out of 5 clicks.
No. It would be 1 out of 5, but the fact that E40 is in it gives it, it raises it, you know.
Yeah, it gives it some clout.
Yeah. And he should review it, too. Favorite E40 song to know?
Probably Sprinkle Me.
Oh, okay.
Just because that's like the first, I think that's probably the first song I ever heard from him.
It's a good one. Yeah, if he were to review iCarly 2, I Joined the Click, he would be like, yeah, it's just another one of those potent dope, laid back, mob style, sipping yak, top of the line, Ryan, fucking him up like that there beat, don't you know? Fucking him up like that beat. I'm just a hustler. That would be his review.
Oh my gosh.
I'm surprised I was able to do that. I don't think I've done that since high school. Jeff looks impressed for once in his life with me.
I don't even know half the words you said, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, it was a little bit of a mush mouth. Can't do it like him. He's a legend.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so that does it for that segment. I quite enjoyed it. Now you're eating your sweatpants ties.
Yeah. I know. I was about to put it in my mouth, but then I remembered it was in my nose first, so...
Right. Those
figured that would be...
Long-ass ties. Tell you what. So, what have we learned today, Danelle?
Never mind.
Yeah. What did you learn today?
There's a lot of Nickelodeon games that I've never played.
Right.
There's a Nickelodeon game that I want to play.
Are you going to play the All-Star Brawl 2?
If it's on Game Pass, sure. You're making me bring back all the feels. I want to watch some Rugrats now.
Terrible show.
Oh, my God.
Like, I didn't mind the theme song music that much. It was fine, but, like, in the background music in the show was always like, and I hated it. I'm going to sound like a fucking pretentious asshole here, but as a musician, even as a kid, that shit drove me crazy. Like, those aren't tones that you're supposed to hear, and there's no pleasure to the ear with those tones. Like, it's just, it drives me nuts. It's just, like, as Jeff would say when I play keyboard, it was pitchy, and I didn't like it.
Oh, he said that earlier. Did you hear him talking about that earlier?
I think I caught wind of it, but he tells me that all the time.
I didn't know what he was talking about. I was like, why would you say that? And then he explained it to me, so.
Like, it literally makes no sense. When I play an electric keyboard, it's, like, impossible for it to be pitchy. Like, when I play my piano in my house.
You really hit a chord with him.
Yeah. That's out of tune, so technically maybe that's a little pitchy, as he says, but
I don't know music.
He just likes to, I think he does it so like I get better or something like that, but I'm already
the best because you're a Leo.
Sorry, I'm not. By the time my goal in life is, by the time I'm 60, I want to be a master at the piano, so I have time. I have a couple years.
A master pianist.
You know what I learned? I didn't.
What did you
listen,
learn?
Danelle, this is a family show. You can't tell that joke. Yeah, Alberto liked it.
I try and pee, but nothing happens.
Oh, that's a problem.
UTI, darn it.
Ugh, ouch.
I got pills for that.
Nickelodeon made a lot of games. None of them really stand out all that much. They were rentable, but kids don't know the joy of renting anymore, which, I honestly should bring back that Rangoon video and pager so people can... rent games. But actually, I'm going to end the show, or almost end the show, with a shout-out to local libraries. Now, first of all, I love reading books and all that kind of stuff, and libraries are amazing, and they have books. But did you know, Danelle, that most libraries nowadays actually have video games that you can rent from them? Like, current video games that you can rent from the library. You can get Elden Ring from the library. I think that's insane.
No.
Free. And at my library, at least, unless someone puts a hold on it, you can renew it like three or four times, so you can keep it for like
months. You have goo on your hand there?
Yeah, Jeff was trying to get glue off of his hand, so.
I have a library within walking distance of me, but I've never been there.
You're not allowed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got banned.
Like, dude, there's that weird girl outside who's like sniffing her sweatpants. Ties again. Oh, she put it in her mouth now. What the fuck? That was just in her nose. And
not allowed.
Yeah, exactly. I think that about wraps that gavel up, B. Danelle, anything else to add? Or are you ready to move on to our main topic, Old Speckled Hen?
I do want to talk about Old Speckled Hen. I actually thought that it was like those Robin's Eggs candies you were talking about, or like Robin's Eggs. I, for some reason, thought it was like a candy.
Yeah, it's a beer, but unfortunately, I'm getting the high sign from Jeff and the music's playing, so we're going to have to talk about Old Speckled Hen another time. Maybe one day we'll do this podcast live, and we'll bring some old speckled hen to drink.
Oh, no.
Right?
I can't do live.
Oh. Well, not live. You know, together. Together. In the same room. That's what I meant.
Oh.
Well, no, we're once we get famous, we're going to do it live at a theater. And you know what the audience is going to say with us, you know, they're going to say in unison, may your gamer score be heavy and your backlog be light, may your connection be strong and your aim precision tight, may your Joy-Cons be as mighty as the ocean, but never should they drift. And for all you QA pirates out there, you'll survive. Yarr! Double shift. Later, Hosen.
Yarr, bye.
Bye.
Bye.